I want to welcome everybody to the historic city council Thursday, October 8, 2015 at 7 p.m. on the consideration adoption of establishing a property tax rate. First line of business is call to order. Roll call, Mr. Stahl.
David Jennings.
Present.
Jerome Cowan.
Present.
Nancy Snell.
Present.
Mayor Moses.
Present.
Richard Adams.
Present.
And Mr. Weaver.
Present.
Thank you, Mr. Stahl. Moving on to item 2.0 business, 2.1 business, consideration and action to adopt ordinance number 2015-186, establishing 2015 property tax rate for the city of Shore Acres. We have proposed numbers, and if you open up the packet, you'll see in the bold writing, the last proposed number that we had set at was the 8% at 0.826745. We rolled that back to 7.9 to 0.8260 all the way across. You'll notice the lease of money about $8,900 there. There's a reason for that. There's some recall actions that will come to that if we look at that proposed number. David, I'm gonna let you explain that a little bit. You seem to have a little bit fun, better way to explain it than I do.
Well, not really. The 8% is the maximum. It's the maximum amount. If you hit the 8%, then that triggers rollback provisions, and we could end up having an election. By rolling it back, dropping the last three digits, if you will, that keeps us under that cap and prevents us from having any issues there. It has a very minor impact on the revenue, but does prevent us from hitting that maximum.
Thank you, David.
And I would also mention that council had proposed the 826745, and so you can adopt tonight any amount from that or less. You're not limited to what was proposed.
Correct. Okay.
Point of order.
Point of order. Go ahead, Mr. James.
I have a question. How can is the mayor or the city administrator change the vote that we had for the proposed tax rate of 826745?
That was a proposed rate, and this is a staff recommendation of this rate. Council can adopt. I just said council could adopt any rate from zero to the number that was had been proposed.
Again, a point of order. How can the mayor and the staff change a vote of council?
There is no change that's been made. You have a document in front of you that has not been adopted.
The document
could have any number on it at all.
If you want to take the 8.0, that can be adopted. It has not been voted on as of yet. So this is the time we call for a motion, but I'm going to proceed with that and go with the council's open discussion on this. Mr. James called 2.0 order. We've explained that. So any council member wish to speak about these rates?
Point of order, Mr. Mayor. How did you explain that? You just said we can do it, but you didn't say how you could do it legally.
It was proposed. It was not adopted.
It was voted on and proposed. If you look in the minutes, it was voted on and proposed. So what is the legal means that it was changed? That's all I'm asking.
There's nothing changed. That was a proposal that was not binding. If it was binding, there would be no reason to have public hearings to get input on what the tax rate should be before you vote to adopt the tax rate. And we did publish that tonight you'd be adopting a rate. You have not adopted a rate. In many, many years, we propose a high rate, knowing that we're not going to adopt that, so that we have a latitude to vary the rate by the time we get to this point.
So making sure to answer Mr. Jennings' question, my understanding is that 0.82674 has not been voted on, so it can be voted on. So the 7.9 is a staff recommendation from the mayor's office, but that doesn't mean that it isn't stoned. So if Mr. Jennings wishes to make a proposal for the 826745, he can do that.
The council has already made that proposal. The council has already voted on that. My question is, why, how legally can the staff overrule that proposal?
It has not been overruled.
It was voted on. It was voted on as a proposal. So my question is, how legally can staff overrule a council vote?
Once again, the staff has not overruled the council vote. The council vote was to propose this tax rate. It is on the table to be voted on and approved.
Alderman Wheeler.
That's what this meeting is about.
Alderman Wheeler, you just said the council vote was to propose this tax rate.
Yes.
If you look at your thing, this is not the tax rate that the council proposed. It is not.
The 826745 is not what was proposed.
That's not on your sheet.
Sure is.
It's not on my sheet. I guess you have a different one. Mine says...
Do you not have this sheet right here?
Mine says 826.
Do you not have this sheet?
Okay.
That proposal is there.
Alderman Wheeler, if you look at section 1 of the ordinance, it says 826.0. This is a worksheet. This right here, this is a worksheet. My question is, how can city staff or the mayor or whomever did it overrule the vote of council for a proposal? And the proposal is 826000. And you just heard Mr. Stahl say why, because he didn't think that the citizens would vote for it should there be a recall election. My question is, how is this legal?
Okay, I'll tell you what we'll do. We can, my understanding, David, we can change this. We can make a motion to go with this one.
You can't. It's just my staff recommendation that you do not do that.
So
that you do not go to that rate.
So answering the question, basically,
it was also on the advice of city the city attorney that we do not adopt that rate.
No.
So you can take the advice and do whatever you want to with it. But the advice of staff is that you do not adopt the exact 8% rate and that you go underneath it.
Okay, and that's the advice of our city attorney.
Wait a minute. Why in the world would the city attorney be involved in a proposed tax rate?
Okay. Mr. Jennings, I'm going to overrule you at this time. Your point of order. I'm going to explain this, what we can do. We can vote. If you'd like to make a motion, it's 8% at 826745. You can.
No, this is an illegal meeting. I'm not going to make a motion. I'm not going to participate in this. For the record, this is an illegal meeting. For the record, Alderman Jennings is leaving.
Okay, we'll make duly note of that.
Okay.
You make duly note that
if it were binding, there would be no reason to have the meeting tonight.
Okay. All right, so my understanding, basically, by recommendation of the staff, basically, what we've gone over before, is because there is rollback issues and things of that nature, is why we went with the one above. However, if the council does not feel that they like that number on the proposed, it has not been adopted, we can readdress this. So, does any of the council members have any additional information to add to this?
I'd like to make a motion that we go back to the 0.826745 that council voted on adopting.
All right. Thank you, Alderman Snell. We have a second. There's no second. The motion dies. Okay.
I'd like to make a comment in regards to this.
Please.
On the night that this came down with the proposal, I am the person that recommended the 8% of 0.826745, at which point Mr. Stahl advised me that with that amount, they would create a problem. So at that point, Councilman Richard Adams said, let's take it down a notch, which was the 826000. He amended my motion that was second and then voted on by everyone. So that's how we came up with that 7.9%.
That was my understanding.
That's what I recall.
Now, is that correct in the minutes, that second?
No, actually, all
Alderman McCowan's motion was to go back to the same rate that it was last year.
0.84.
So that number, let's see it here, last year's number was the 844381. It's on that last page that you have that shows the effective tax rate. You've got this page. It was in the newspaper.
Okay.
And at the top of that, it says last year's tax rate, and it shows that 844381.
Okay, I remember doing that because of the fact that we're already paying it. It won't be any difference. It'll be the same.
So it was the same rate as last year.
Correct.
And that was at the point I raised the flag that puts us over the 8%.
Correct.
And so then Alderman, or Mayor Pro Tem Adams, amended that to go to what was on this sheet at the 8%, which is the 826745, which is the 8%, which I thought was good. On the following day, I had a conversation with the city attorney about what the action of council was, and his advice was do not go to the 8%. Don't match it exactly. Go under it. So this recommendation and the ordinance that I brought as a recommendation, I haven't changed anybody's anything, the recommendation was to drop the last three digits so that we're at 7.9, clearly under the 8%, so we don't run into a conflict.
Okay.
And that's how we have this third number tonight. And it is the advice of staff that council adopt a rate that's just under the 8%.
We're talking $800 to $900 difference between the two, approximately.
Yes.
Not a whole lot of money.
And this is the same numbers that we've done every time we've done a reading on this with the same 7.9 recommendation?
No.
No.
Tonight's the first time you're getting that recommendation.
Okay.
That is correct.
But the...
What
a previous tax rate hasn't come close to the 8%, has it?
In terms of increases?
Yes.
No. And, you know, now it's... from a staff perspective, the reason we want to avoid the 8% is it could trigger a rollback election, which will cost us far more money than the $800 or $900 difference here, because we don't. Even if you prevail, and this rate is upheld by the voters,
really?
We will spend as much as $10,000 holding the special election for that purpose, and so it's counterproductive.
All right, Dave. Let me ask you this, because this is some uncharted ground that I've been on before. I want to make sure we do this right. I'm not comfortable. I want to make sure, because if I have any doubt, and I have a small bit of doubt, very small amount, with what's going on here, and a council member leaving the meeting, very unorthodox, his statements, disturb me that something's being done illegally, and. This is a public hearing, and his statements are basically that everyone in here is holding a legal meeting, and I have an issue with that, especially if we're not. I want the citizens to realize that we're here with their best interest. So if someone's accusing me, and that's what he did, he accused everyone at this council was sitting here still. So if he's correct, then I want to fix it. But if he's not, I want to follow up with TML. So what I want to do at this point, I think, where do we stand if we put this meeting off and readdress this issue?
You may trigger a republishing and reholding the hearings and rescheduled, and it could
which is going to cost us money.
Absolutely. Well, and time. We will likely also miss the schedule for the issuing of the tax bills, because the tax bills go out in October, so we wouldn't have a tax rate perhaps until November.
So what you're telling me, basically, for all the record to make sure that we get this straight, the difference between the 7.9 and the 8.0 is about an $800-some-odd difference. Is that correct?
Yes. But your question isn't about money. Your question is about legality.
And there's no basis
why anything here is not completely legal. It was published. It's been noticed. We've had the hearings. To suggest that we have two public hearings where citizens come and make a comment on the proposed rate, and that this council is unable to adopt a different rate, I mean, on its face, that cannot be accurate. Right. This council can adopt a lower tax rate if they so desire. The fact that I wrote a lower one on the document that came before you has is no different than any other ordinance or document that comes here.
Correct.
You are the ones who will decide tonight what number you're going to plug in there, and we can edit this any way you want, just like any other ordinance that comes to council. If you were concerned about that, there is no downside to taking the action and asking the attorney tomorrow about whether or not you have to recycle everything. But I'm telling you, I cannot imagine where there's anything that's any different than it's ever been done or would be done, and we've met all the requirements. Illegal. There's nothing that's been changed. I mean, to make the statement the staff has thwarted council's decision is baseless.
Well, I understand that because the number you wrote there. Well, I'm going to ask the council, because there's no motion on the floor at this time. I'm going to ask each councilman by name, or by starting that off from Jerome, your comments about what's happened, how you feel. Do you want to move forward, or do we want to wait and follow with our attorney and do it again? I'd like to have each individual tell me their opinion of this. I'm a little bit, I think everybody's a little bit heated at the moment. I'm not happy with the situation, so I think best minds prevail asking everyone. So I'd like to start with Alderman Jerome.
Under the circumstances with the deadlines that we have as far as our taxes go and whether the bill goes out correctly in time, I have no problem with going forward with this, with the recommendation from Mr. Stahl, with his expertise in doing this for the many years that he has.
Okay, thank you. Alderman Snell.
I have several problems. I think my biggest one is probably what Mr. Jennings was trying to say, is that council did indeed vote on the 826745, and I think procedurally it would have been more prudent and proper for that number to be right here. Then the explanation should have been brought to council, and then a motion to modify should have been made. This is, I don't think, proper procedure.
I know, it
and I am a bit uneasy about this.
Thank you, ma'am.
I'm uncomfortable with what Alderman Jennings also said. I really don't know. I'm basing on what David Stahl says. I agree with Alderman McCown. The experience of David doing this many, many years, I trust that what he's doing is proper. I think this is probably akin to if we were going to buy a lawnmower for $1,000, and then it's $1,000 on here, but we say, no, we're only going to go spend $800. We can change that. Is that similar? Somewhat? But being the $800 to $900 difference, I don't see why we would want to stall it and take a chance of a election rollback and spend $10,000.
All right, thank you, Alderman Wheeler.
You know, this meeting tonight is no different than any other meeting that we've had after a budget. We adopt a budget. We look at our tax rate and decide, and we call a meeting to adopt that tax rate. The vote that y'all took when I was gone to establish a tax rate, I get that. But looking at the reasons behind David and the mayor's query into rolling that back a tenth of a percentage point to avoid some cost to the city is justifiable. That vote 2 weeks ago was not a binding vote. It was what y'all want to put on the agenda to vote for. Now, if you want to leave that and vote this down and then repropose, we could do that, but I think that's a waste of time. Okay? In my opinion, Mr. Jennings flying off the handle did absolutely nothing in accusing this council of doing something that's illegal, holding an illegal meeting, is objectionable to say the least. And I see nothing wrong with moving forward on this to adopt a tax rate so that we can get that established, publish it, and get the tax rolls taken care of the way they need to be in a timely fashion.
Thank you, Alderman Wheeler. Well, at this time, as the mayor's position, it's my job to basically head the meeting and call it. I have an adoption ordinance in front of me. So the way this works is very simple. If the council feels uneasy about it, they cannot make a motion on it or vote on it once I call it out there.
Mr. Mayor?
Yes, sir.
Would it help if I got the city attorney on speakerphone and let him talk to you about it? And you can air your concerns to him. I mean, the man has a half a century of experience in doing these things.
Mr. Stahl, I would appreciate that very much.
All right. One moment. I've got to get this.
All right.
Number.
And we're not going to go into recess. We're going to stay live.
Stay live. That is what I said. It's in my pocket.
Thank you.
I hope our attorney's not at the ball game tonight.
He's probably it.
Yeah. See how easily he gets pulled away from whatever he's doing.
If he, if we cannot contact him and make contact, I'm going to address it because it's on the 2.1, it'd be up to the council to make a motion, and then be up to the council to make a second and vote on it. So we're going to make an attempt, diligent attempt, to get a hold of the attorney. I know he tried to sell, we'll try his home number, and then we'll move forward from there.
He had a multitude of options if he was going to go to a ball game tonight.
Baby blue is awful depressing.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What would you prefer? I don't know. I just it's of course it's
a read.
Yeah. Just I don't know. It seems like a blah. What's the blah color?
Some little pictures up there.
Yeah.
Trouble.
Well, we got a projector up there. It's a beautiful picture.
Was there a harm in doing a recess?
No, I'm getting ready to do that here. I was going to
stretch early.
I'm going to give it to 7:30.
Okay.
If not, we're going to recess.
You can breathe.
Yes, sir.
I'll make it out of here by 7:30.
Mm-hmm. Tell you what, we'll go ahead at this time, take a recess at 7:28. Make a motion back into order at 7:32. Once again, going over the consideration of actions to adopt ordinance number 2015-186, establishing 2015 property tax rate for shore acres. There's been some confusion here, and I think to eliminate confusion, we did try an attempt, a diligent attempt to get over to our city attorney. It was prevailing, though, unfortunately. Is looking at the fact that the proposed rate that Alderman Jennings had mentioned before he left, 826745. What we could do here is make a motion, an amendment, pardon me, to the one at hand and vote it, whether it votes and makes it across or not. And then do it in the second amendment.
It doesn't even need to be amended. You just make a motion without the ordinance with that number in it.
With that number?
Mm-hmm.
So just take a...
Because there's no motion to amend.
Well, that's
so your original motion can just be to adopt the ordinance with the number of whatever number you want.
So I will basically then read again the consideration action. I will entertain a motion.
I make a motion we adopt ordinance 2015-186 to establish a tax rate of 0.826000.
All right, we have a motion on the floor from Alderman Wheeler, and we have a second.
I'll second it.
Alderman Adams. All right, with that being said, there's a motion on the floor. Is there any questions from council on this at this time? All right, at this time, I will entertain all those in favor. Say aye.
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 All those opposed?
Against.
The ayes have it. All right. I want to thank all the aldermen and all the lady for being here tonight. Thank you very much. And we're going to adjourn at 7:34.